Okay, guys, you've heard me rail against Venmo and how they abuse our privacy, specifically sharing some of our personal information with third-party marketing firms. I don't think it's right. And I talked about this a few weeks ago and was inspired to thus take a look at how some of the other apps responded as well. It's during this time of a COVID-19 crisis that many of us are ditching the use of paper money, which can gather germs, and we are choosing to pay electronically. Peer-to-peer mobile payments is the easiest and cleanest way, better than even pulling out a credit card. Instead, just open the app, choose the person and dollar figure, and click send. But what most of us don't realize is that when we pay our friends this way, in many instances, we are giving up valuable information about ourselves that gets shared with a host of data companies, a process that happens in the background without us having any choice, any say-so. Venmo is by far the worst abuser. There are others as well. Again, I worked with a security firm, Disconnect, which monitored every payment I made to find out where the data went. With Venmo, my user location, where I lived, and the person I transacted with, that person's name, was sent to a data firm named Braze. We don't know why Braze gets my information or what it does with it, because neither company would tell me. Venmo also sent the contact information to a company called Holler.io, which creates animated stickers to accompany your payment, and a company called Pinpoint Secure Data Collector. But again, Venmo wasn't the only abuser. The Cash App, which comes from the Square company, they sent my data to firms that showed up in the transaction as AppMeasurement.com and MobileAppTracking.com. PayPal sent my data to mParticle, Crashalytics, and Dagger.io. So all three sent my information without my knowledge, without asking if I approved of this. Let me tell you about the other companies. Would you believe that Facebook Pay, Google Pay, and Apple Cash didn't share my information with anyone? I was pretty surprised about this because Facebook and Google are so grabby about our information, yet they did not see the need to share it with third-party marketing firms. And of course, Apple is the cleanest of all of them, and they didn't share with anyone. Zelle, which is the banking consortium that works with Chase and Bank of America and Wells Fargo and other banks, they shared my information with a security firm, but this was not concerning like the other ones. My bottom line is that Facebook and Google were by far the best payment experiences. With Google Pay, you can actually pay someone in Gmail. Nothing is easier. And Facebook was really easy too, but now Facebook and Google know who I pay, when I pay, how often I pay, how much I pay. I'm giving them more information than they had before. Apple, I love the fact that they don't take my data, but it only works on Apple devices. And if I have a friend who has a Samsung Galaxy, I can't pay that person. Patrick Jackson, who is the security researcher I worked with, his tip is to use PayPal, but only to use it on the web, not to use it on the app, because it's in the app where they share the information. On the web, they don't. That's my bottom line. I'm never using Venmo again. I'd love to hear your take on all this. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.